Hey, this is Dr. Lin. The patient last name is Erwin. First name is Daniel. Date of visit is February 14, 2022. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was during the September 11 attack. First of all, it was September 11, 2001, in Washington D.C. at the Pentagon. First of all, a patient was working at the Pentagon that day. First of all, suddenly there was a loud explosion. There was a lot of debris. First of all, his head was hit by debris falling down. First of all, it was during the terrorist attack and a bomb explosion. First of all, patient immediate loss of consciousness for about 2 minutes. When he woke up, my patient was confused, disoriented. Patient was bleeding from his head. Patient also bleeding from the left eyebrow. Patient has a severe head pain. Patient was treated with stitches in the left eyebrow. Patient since then have significant symptoms, including daily headaches. He tells me these headaches almost consistently every day. Patient's ringing in the ears. Patient has long-term memory deficits. Patient has challenges with time management. Patient also have significant anxiety and depression symptoms. Patient has mood swings. Patient also have a lot of hypervigilance. Next paragraph, patient is currently working at Pacific Gas and Electric as a program management. Patient tells me that his headaches and memory deficits are affecting the way he does his job. Patient is not able to remember well. Patient lose track. Patient is not able to concentrate because of the headaches at work. Patient also ringing the ears. That also affects his performance. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury on September 11, 2001 at the Pentagon. Patient tells me that was a bomb explosions. Patient tells me that there was explosion. And caused debris falling down on him. Hitting his head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient, when he woke up, he was bleeding from his head. Patient was confused, disoriented. Patient have severe head pain. Patient had bleeding out of his left eyebrow. There's physical stitches and scar tissues on the left eyebrow today. Since then, the patient has significant headaches, ringing the ears, long-term memory deficits, challenges in time management, anxiety, depression, and mood swing. It is my opinion that the head injury, associated with loss of consciousness, followed by severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, and now he has headaches, long-term memory deficits, ringing the ears, these are all common signs and symptoms of traumatic brain injury. This marks the denotation.